Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
I have a good friend who is a senior administrator and nurse at Memorial Sloan Kettering, the renowned cancer treatment and research facility in New York City. Her name is Ellen. And one time I asked Ellen, over many decades and serving thousands of patients afflicted with cancer, what's it like to see people at their worst? Well, Ellen paused and looked surprised. She put her hand on my arm and she said, "John, you're mistaken. We don't see people at their worst. We see them at their best." That exchange with Ellen made me stop and take notice. Over time, I came to understand that for men and women and children who are diagnosed with cancer, perhaps one of the deepest crises that one of us ever experiences, that life event helps them to stop and to drill down and determine what truly matters. This past Friday, many of us watched with disbelief the news reports of a series of terror attacks in the city of Paris. These attacks were the deadliest acts of violence in that city since the Second World War. As Pope Francis stated on Friday, there is no religious or human justification for these acts of dark madness. You and I saw examples of humanity at its worst in these cowardly attacks, and also people at their best, first responders, and citizen-to-citizen aids, aiding one another in compassion. The scripture readings from today's liturgy might at first seem frightening, but they're not meant to intimidate us. Rather, they're to console us and to suggest to us that we strip things down to their most important essence. What matters most? They're asking us to focus on spirituality and God's presence in our lives. Simply stated, to help you and me realize that we are beloved daughters and sons of God. Now, that's a living reality that's sometimes very difficult for us to grasp. We are made in the image and likeness of God, a God who so loved us that he became one of us, and through Jesus' life and death and glory, God is closer to you and I than we are to ourselves. You and I are God's beloved. Now, that sounds so very straight, so simple and straightforward, doesn't it? You might even ask yourself, why the need to preach on it? Just say it and move on. Well, the reason for preaching about God's unconditional love and saying it again and again is because when we proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, we're doing so against many competing narratives. Storylines that tell us that our essence is more about our simple history and our culture than it is about our relationship with God. A God who loves you and me deeply, fully, with wild abandon. I call these voices the voices of ideology, Individualism, what's in it for me? Minimalism, what's the least I need to do? Hedonism, if it feels good, I'll just do it. And fundamentalism, I have a monopoly on the truth. Our challenge today is to allow the wonder of God's love to penetrate our hearts and to counter those isms, because they can destroy our spirit. And at the same time, we're asked to strive to find that place in ourselves deep down where the word can penetrate and where we can be transformed. Transformed by an awareness that each of us is created out of love, sustained in love, and has a future in love with God. Now, I imagine that there are still a few of you who are asking yourselves, well, what does all this God's love talk have to do with the readings we just heard? Because the book of Daniel and the Gospel of Mark contain these foreboding words about destruction and impending doom. Well, what does that have to do with God's love? Believe me, it's there if you and I take the time to look for it. What the authors of today's scripture readings are describing is chaos. Ellen's patients at Sloan Kettering, the nurse I mentioned before, are no strangers to chaos. The citizens of Paris, who on a Friday night went out to socialize with their friends or to take in a sporting event, are now no strangers to chaos. You and I are no strangers to chaos. And while some of our challenges may seem inconsequential relative to cancer or to craven acts of terror, the chaos of trying to find intimacy and friendship in a hookup culture, the chaos of depression and loneliness, and the challenges associated with the process of trying to find our way in our careers and a way in life are forms of chaos that are not to be minimized. Our God, though, is a God who often lives in chaos. And why not? For isn't our God known for bringing chaos, good out of chaos? The writers of the book of Genesis talk with us about God creating order out of chaos. And from history, we know that in the days of Caesar Augustus, there was chaos into which was born the Son of God. And on that afternoon in Calgary, there was chaos. And out of that chaos came new life in Christ. Our faith teaches us that God creates out of chaos, and that God does so with an unfathomable love. We don't go out seeking chaos. It's unwelcome. It comes on its own. But don't be afraid of chaos. Lean into chaos when it comes and look for the love of God there. It's there, in terror in the streets of Paris or in our own personal crises. Trust in a loving God who brings order out of death and chaos. When you and I look for God's love in all the good and the chaos in the world, we come to experience this one overriding experience of joy. Not a superficial joy, not something that masquerades as joy, but a deep, abiding joy that can be experienced by someone who's come to know deeply the love of God in their lives. And here is the quick route to that joy. Accept, take in, make your own, appropriate, metabolize the message that is implicit in today's readings from Scripture and in all of the Gospel. that we are deeply cherished by God, held close by God, loved by God, when we are at our worst, as well as at our best.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.